And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of December, 2013. 1947, on this day, the first transistor was demonstrated at Bell Laboratories in New Jersey by its inventors, William Shockley, Walter Brattain, and John Bardeen, replacing the vacuum tubes, which were big and awkward and used a lot of electricity and put off too much heat and did not work very well. The new transistor was invented to amplify current, and for it, the three inventors received the Nobel Prize in 1956. The first transistor, about half an inch high, today 7 million of them can fit on a single silicon chip. It's the birthday of Robert Bly, the poet, Madison, Minnesota, 1926, grew up on the prairies of western Minnesota, went to Harvard. He was there when Donald Hall and John Ashbery and Frank O'Hara were there. After college, decided he'd spend a year living alone and writing. The 1 year stretched into four. He lived in a cabin in northern Minnesota. He moved to New York City, supported himself by painting. Went off to Iowa City, taught there for a time, and then moved to a farm just down the road from where he had grown up. And the poems he wrote there became his first book, Silence in the Snowy Fields. It's the birthday of the woman who founded Poetry Magazine, Harriet Monroe, Chicago, 1860. She and her magazine were the first to publish Carl Sandburg and Rupert Brooke, Robert Frost, D.H. Lawrence, William Carlos Williams. She continued to edit Poetry Magazine until she died, 1936, 75 years old, in Peru on her way to climb Machu Picchu. And it's the birthday of the novelist Donna Tartt, Greenwood, Mississippi, 1963, whose third novel, The Goldfinch, won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction this year, which begins, "While I was still in Amsterdam, I dreamed about my mother for the first time in years. I'd been shut up in my hotel for more than a week. It was Christmas, lights twinkling on the canal bridges at night, people clattering down the cobblestones with Christmas trees lashed to the backs of their bicycles." Here's a poem by Robert Bly on his birthday, "Three Kinds of Pleasures." 1. Sometimes riding in a car in Wisconsin or Illinois, you notice those dark telephone poles one by one lift themselves out of the fence line and slowly leap on the gray sky and past them, the snowy fields. 2. The darkness drifts down like snow on the picked cornfields in Wisconsin, and on these black trees scattered one by one through the winter fields, we see stiff weeds and brownish stubble and white snow left now only in the wheel tracks of the combine. 3. It is a pleasure also to be driving toward Chicago near dark and see the lights in the barns, the bare trees more dignified than ever, like a fierce man on his deathbed, and the ditches along the road half full of a private snow. Three Kinds of Pleasures by Robert Bly from Silence in the Snowy Fields, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.